In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. This is a verse that some of you may have heard a lot growing up, a verse that we emphasize to kids and remind them to memorize. But this is a verse that has been ground in my mind for years, and it has played a vital role in my relationship with God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you are so good. Lord, you woke us up for a reason this morning and for a purpose. And thank you so much for bringing us together here. Lord, I just pray that your spirit be present here. That your spirit just overflow the words that you know we need to hear. Lord, I just ask that I stand up here and become invisible and your spirit and your word only be seen. Please bless in your name. Amen. It was my freshman year at Union College, and I was taking a class called Christian Beliefs. And if any of you go to Union, you will know that this is a class that is taught, and you have to take it. And it kind of goes over a majority of history of the Bible and different things such as that. I believe Pastor Michael's actually teaching this class this semester. And so it's just an overall Bible class that a lot of the freshmen take coming into Union. And so just like all the other freshmen, I took that class. And in that class, the teacher said, "Your personal testimony is something that nobody can take away from you." Your personal story, the way God has worked in your life, is something that nobody can dispute. Your story is personal, and it reflects how God has worked in your life. And so as I stand up here today, I thought, well, a lot of you don't know who I am, and I don't know who a lot of you are, but I'm sure that over this next semester, we will learn a lot about one another. But I thought that I would tell you a little bit about who I am, where I'm from, and most importantly, how God has brought me to this exact spot. Because when I sat up there, I just was in awe of how God has brought all of our paths directly to this church. Isn't that crazy to think that we have all walked these different paths and have gone down different directions, but God has brought us all here together today? So it was my senior year of high school, and I was, you know, being asked that age-old question, or questions, I should say. Where are you going to college next year? What are you majoring in? Are you dating anybody? Those questions that you get asked over and over again. And so as senior year started, I really didn't think about a lot of that stuff. I knew I had to, but it just really wasn't on my mind. I just wanted to get through senior year, through senior project. I just wanted to kind of get the ball rolling. Well, college fair came, and it's where they bring out all the colleges, and they have them set up in the gymnasium, and we're told to not only take free pens, but also look at the information that the colleges are supplying. And so we went into the college fair, and I looked around, and I saw Andrews University, and I saw Southern, and I saw La Sierra, and PUC, and all these Adventist universities, but in the center of it all was Walla Walla University. Now, I'm from Portland, Oregon, and it is beautiful there, and I love it. My family is all there, and, you know, the thought of leaving home was just not even crossing my mind. I said, that's not even going to happen. I have to be home. I have to be with my family. And so with my group of friends, pretty much everybody in the class went straight to the Walla Walla University booth. And of course, I mean, that it's close to us. It's where we are. So we all went over to Walla Walla. We grabbed our application, and we sat there, and we started filling it out. And when it got to asking what your major was, I said, clearly, social work. I thought that going into social work would be so much fun. I have worked with a lot of people with disabilities, and so I thought, you know, if I could go into that area of social work and working in that area, I would love it. I am so passionate about it. I'm excited about it. And the thought of doing something in the social work realm made me excited. And so as I pondered around the gymnasium looking at different booths and schools, I noticed that Southern had an international social work program. And that caught my eye. And I said, okay, Southern it is. Let's just apply. Let's see what happens. And so I went over there and I applied. And then I walked my way around the gym and I applied to all of the colleges because we were told, take advantage of the opportunity. You don't know where the Lord will lead, even though I clearly knew the Lord was going to lead me to Walla Walla University. And so I walked around the gym and I noticed that there was a booth that I had not even walked past. I didn't even notice it, but I saw that they had some green and white pens. And I was like, well, I haven't gotten those yet. So I went over to the booth and I don't remember who it was, but they said, hi, what's your name? And I said, oh, well, my name's Elizabeth. And they said, oh, okay, well, it's nice to meet you. I'm a representative from Union College. I was like, oh, okay, very cool. I'm just going to grab a pen. Thank you. And they said, well, would you like an application? I was like, okay, I guess. I didn't know nothing about the school. I didn't know where it was located. All I knew was the name. And so I said, okay, perfect. And so I took my application, and all my friends are like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm applying to Union. And they were like, Union, where's that at? I'm like, I don't know. It's somewhere, like, I don't know. And so I said, okay, well, I'll apply to Union. And so I gave them my application, and I thought nothing of it. And so a few weeks went by, a few months went by, and, you know, everybody got their, acceptance letters from their different colleges, and I got accepted into Walla Walla, and that's all that mattered to me. My friends were going to Walla Walla, so I was going to Walla Walla, following the crowd. That's what I wanted to do. And so I decided, well, this is the day, and so I called Walla Walla and put down my deposit, and it was finalized. I was going to Walla Walla University. And so later on in the spring, Walla Walla came out, and they said, hey, we'll help the incoming freshmen sign up for classes. And so they came into the library, and they sat down with each of us, and we picked out classes. And I was excited about the classes I was going to be taking. I mean, they were mainly generals, but, like, I was excited. The college experience was just around the corner. It was almost here, and I was thrilled. Spring break came, and all of a sudden, we had to go on Walla Walla University days, and that's kind of what we have at Union, but it's preview days. And so we all took a bus up there, and even if you're not going to Walla Walla, they still encourage you to go. But all of our friends, we walked around Walla Walla, and we thought, wow, this is what college is going to be like. Wow, this is so cool. And they have, like, a fun little restaurant, and we went over there, and we're like, we're going to come here every Friday afternoon before sundown, and we're going to have, like, a lunch. And we were planning out the school year, and it was just so exciting. And then we went back to the dorm, and we picked out our dorm room, and I picked out my roommate. And we started talking about the colors we were going to decorate our room, because we clearly know that is the most important thing in college, is decorating your dorm room. And so we started talking about you being the refrigerator, I'll being the microwave, and we started to lay everything out. I had a plan and a path, and it was going perfectly. I also really do this thing sometimes where I write letters to my future self. I don't know if you guys do that, but I do it a lot. And so on the way back from Walla Walla University, we were on the bus, and I wrote a letter to myself to open after I graduate, and it's here in my Bible. I have not touched it because I have not graduated, but it says something along the lines, and I distinctly remember writing this because it's ironic I'm here, that I said, you're going to have such an amazing time at Walla Walla University. God will lead you where you need to be. Well, that was not Walla Walla. And so I wrote that letter, I put it in my Bible, and I was excited about Walla Walla University. Graduation time came. Oh, I should backtrack a little bit. Social work was still on my mind, but throughout the entire year, I started to be more involved in campus ministries. My junior year, I got the opportunity to preach for the first time, and when I got off the stage after preaching, there was a little fire that started in my heart, and I thought, wow, this is exciting. And I started to be more involved in ministry. And so by the time I got to graduation, I was pretty sure in my head and my heart that I wanted to go into ministry. But in my head, I was like, no, you have to go into social work. You've been thinking this all your life. You need to go in that way. But my heart was definitely yearning towards ministry. And so by graduation, it came, and I was still full into Walla Walla University. I was still thinking social work, kind of teeter-tottering back and forth, though. And I thought, okay, it's okay. I'll figure it out when I get to school. And so graduation came. I got my diploma, and we walked down the aisle, and it was just this surreal moment of, wow, this chapter of my life is done, and this second one is about to start. I was so excited. And so I gave my cap and gown back to my English teacher, and I grabbed our little goodie bags that we get at graduation. People put cards and stuff inside of them. And we walked out of the school, and I turned back and I said, wow, next stop, Walla Walla University. And so we got in the car, and my mom started going through the bag of goodies, and I said, hello, that is mine. What are you doing? And she goes, I just want to see what you got. And all the way at the bottom of the bag is this letter. And my mom says, who's this from? I said, I don't know. And she opened it, and it says that I had gotten a scholarship from Union College. I said, Union College? Okay, well, I remember them texting me a couple times, because they had texted me throughout the school year, and they said, hey, are you still interested in coming to Union? And I was like, not at all. Thank you. Goodbye. And then they would text me again, and they would say, hey, are you interested in coming to Union? I said, no, really, I'm not, but thank you so much. You can close my account. I'm going to Walla Walla. And throughout the school year, they would keep texting me, and I wouldn't know why they were texting me. And finally, somebody texted me one day, and they said, well, they didn't even ask me if I wanted to go to Union. They said, I'm from Union. What are you majoring in? I said, well, I want to major in social work, but I'm thinking more theology. And she said, well, we have a great theology department. We have great teachers. It's going to be great. You'd love it. And I thought, this girl doesn't even know who I am, and she's saying I'm loving it. And so she texted me, and then she encouraged me. She said, just continue to pray. She says, pray about it. The Lord will lead you where you need to be. And I said, okay, thank you. Please close my account. Bye-bye. And so I continued to go on my journey. And so I looked at that flyer when my mom pulled it out of the bag, and it said Union College Scholarship Award. My heart kind of sank. You know that feeling that you get that you know you have to do something, but you don't want to do it? I have had it many times, and in that instance when I saw that piece of paper that said Union College, something in my heart just weighed very heavily. And so I said, Mom, let me just look at that. And so I took it into my bedroom that night, and I went online and typed in Union College. Well, it had been a really long day that day, and so I went on Union College, and I said, wow, home of the Bulldogs, New York? Wow, that's fantastic. I want to go to New York. And so I closed my computer, and I was like, I think I'm gonna go to Union, yeah. And so I got up the next morning, and I realized that that was not a Seventh-day Adventist Institute, and that was in New York. And so I re-Googled it, and it said Lincoln, Nebraska, and I had to pull up a map. I was like, I remember figuring this out in geography, but I just want to double check. Yep, it's in the middle of the United States. And so I said, wow, Lincoln, Nebraska, know nothing about it, but let's give it a shot. And so that next morning, my dad and I, we went to church, and I looked at him and I said, idea. And he goes, yes. And he said, I said to him, I was thinking that I should reapply to Union. And he goes, where's that at? I said, I had the same question. It's in Lincoln, Nebraska. And he goes, okay, why do you want to apply to that? And I said, I don't know, I have this really heavy feeling on my heart, and I think, I just want to check it out. And my dad said, okay. And I said, I just want you to know that I definitely prayed to God last night saying, if I got accepted, I'm going. And he goes, what? And I said, yeah, I really just believe that that will just make a really good executive decision whether or not I should go, just we'll do that. And so he goes, okay, I trust you. And so I resubmitted my application to Union College, and I honestly forgot about it for a while. I definitely was praying about it. I said, God, lead me where you want me to be. But I was definitely still on the train to Walla Walla University. I was still picking out those colors for my dorm with my roommate. I was still very excited about the opportunity to go to Walla Walla. And so for my 18th birthday, my parents said sent me down to Mexico to go visit a friend who had been there for the school year. And I got to be immersed in her home and with her friends and with her family. And so I was down there, and my dad messaged me on Facebook, and he says, can you call me when you have a chance? And I said, okay, well, sure. And so I found the Wi-Fi and everything, and I called him. And he goes, I just got something in the mail that says your name. I said, oh, okay. Why don't you open it? And so he opened it, and it says, Union College, you are now accepted into our school, or something along the lines of that. And I said, who? What? And he goes, well, you said that if you were accepted, you were going to go. And I said, but I didn't think I was going to get accepted. But I guess I did. And so I just sat there on the bed thinking, wow, Lincoln, Nebraska, Union College, I know nobody there. How scary is this? And I prayed and I said, God, if you want me to be here, I know you'll open the ways. And all of a sudden, as soon as I said that prayer, I opened my eyes, and that heavy weight that was on my heart was now gone. It's like God had just reassured me that this is where I needed to be, the place that I needed to go to. And so God opened the doors, and I want you to know that this happened during the summer. And so I had come to Union 3 weeks after I had figured out that I got accepted. I wasn't planning all year for this extravagant trip to Lincoln, Nebraska. I planned it within like 3 weeks. I grabbed my stuff. My dad said, you have 2 suitcases, fit all your decor and clothes in that. And I said, what? But I had a little plan in my hand, I had my suitcase, and I was off to Union College. And I got here, and we had T-Mobile at the time, and T-Mobile does not get service here. And so we got off the plane, and I stepped outside, and I said, okay, I'm going to check directions, and we had no service. I said, we are literally in the middle of nowhere. I do not get service. I don't know what is happening. And prior to this, I had gone to Barnes & Noble with a friend, and I had said, you know, I'm going to school in Lincoln, Nebraska. And she goes, well, let's check out the map area and see what is exciting about Nebraska. I said, yeah, that'll be good. You guys are laughing already. and I said, okay, perfect. And we went to the map section, and I kid you not, there was nothing, not a single book on Nebraska. I don't know if they had just sold out of it because everybody was like searching for Nebraska, but I could not find a single book. And so I had hopes that maybe things would change, but when I got off the plane and there was no cell reception and we had no way to get to Union College except for a little map that we were trying to follow, it was very hard to feel the Lord leading. And so we pulled up to Union College, and we were coming down 48th Street, and we passed by the school, and I looked over and I said, well, where's the rest of the school? And my dad goes, I think this is just it. I said, no, Walla Walla is really big. And my dad goes, well, maybe this is a different style. I mean, you know, it's a smaller, cozier school. And I said, okay, well, maybe, but there has to be more to the school. So we went around the block. I said, no, that's about it. I said, okay. I think I counted like we have like 7 buildings on campus or something, which like is the dorms at Walla Walla. And so it just, everything seems so new and so different. So we pulled into the parking lot of Reese Hall, and we walked into the dorm, and I looked around and I thought, all right, this is older. Cozier, I think. And I started to look around, and we went up to our room, and I looked at my dad, and I said, this is what prison looks like, isn't it? And he said, stop being dramatic. And I said, it's so empty and plain. And he goes, the Lord will lead. Lizzie, the Lord will lead. He brought you here for a reason. And so the next morning we went out to breakfast and I just started crying. I said, "Dad, please take me back to Walla Walla. They don't start for another 3 weeks. We still have time. The Lord worked this out. He can work that out too." And I said, the Lord really wants me at Walla Walla. I just know it." And he goes, "No, I'm leaving you here in Lincoln, Nebraska." Well, my dad stayed for a week and a half, which was a little excessive, but he stayed for a week and a half to make sure that I was all settled in. And when he left, my heart just sank. And I was scared and I was nervous and I didn't know a lot of people. But all I knew is that I'm here for a reason and for a purpose. And as my dad left, he said, "Remember, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path." That's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, "I got you an extra plane ticket, you're going to Walla Walla." But instead he said, "In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path." I have to say, I mean, clearly I stayed at Union College because I am here today, but I have to say, Union is where God needed me to be. And I'm so happy that he brought me here. I mean, there has been ups and downs, but life is full of those. Ups and downs and highs and lows. And there has been things that, and times during my school year where I wished I was closer to home. We all go through college having these losses of family members, these hard times. And in those moments, you want to be around family. But Union College has become my family. And I'm so happy to be able to go here and to be here today with each of you because I chose to allow God to lead my paths and to direct them. I don't know if you've caught on, but today we're going to be talking about Proverbs 3:6. So if you would like to open your Bibles and turn to Proverbs 3:6, that would be lovely. Proverbs 3:6. And what we're going to do before we start talking about Proverbs 3:6 is we're going to kind of learn a little bit more about Proverbs. Proverbs starts with the book of Proverbs starts with within the first six verses what it's hoping to get across. So in the first six verses of Proverbs, it says what the purpose of the book is, and that is to instruct. Is a list of instructions, and it's to give wisdom to other people, insight for understanding the words of God. So the Hebrews actually classified this as wisdom literature. So, I mean, if the Hebrews thought that it was wise, I believe that we should as well. So Proverbs is full of wise instructions. And a lot of the times when we think of instructions, we think of that in a negative way. I mean, when my parents give me instructions on when I should go to bed, I mean, I kind of think of that in a negative way. I say, "Well, why do I have to do that?" And God is so smart, and he says, he gives us an instruction and then a reason for the instruction. He goes, "I know you're going to question it, so I'm just going to place it here as well." And so in Proverbs, we see this wisdom coming from the Word. And so as we turn to Proverbs 3, there may be a bolded print above the first verse. And it says, wisdom to the young, or guidance for the young, or something like that. And you may be sitting there thinking, "Well, I don't necessarily think that I'm considered young, but I'm sure that you are young at heart, each and every one of you." And so this is for each and every one of us. Guides of wisdom and words of wisdom. Now, we're going to start with verse 5 because I want to emphasize the first word that is in this verse. And what is the first word? Trust. Trust. In order to trust somebody, you have to know who they are. You know, in Portland, Oregon, where I'm from, I don't go downtown by myself because it's not a safe place to go by yourself. And if I were to go downtown by myself and say, go try something on while shopping, I wouldn't give my purse to somebody I didn't know because I wouldn't trust them because I don't know them. And so within the first verse of verse 5, it says trust. In order to trust God, we need to know who he is. And in order to know who he is, we have to read his word. In order to know who somebody is, we have to talk to them. We have to communicate with them. We have to have experiences with them. And when you're in your life and having experiences, you're learning about God and the direction that he wants you to be on. Trust him. Get to know him. I was reading, I was doing some research on this verse, actually. And I opened my Logos app, which is something that we have in our theology department. And as I opened it up, I began reading in the Seventh-day Adventist commentary. And it said something very important it really stuck with me. And it said something along the lines of, trusting is the only way a Christian should live. Trusting in God. And that was powerful to me, because trusting in him is hard to do sometimes, especially if you don't know him. And so diving into the word of God, communicating with him, trusting becomes easier when you know who he is. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It doesn't say trust the Lord with a little bit of your heart, but it says trust the Lord with all of your heart, with everything that you have. Trust in him with everything. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6, it says, in all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. In other versions, it may say, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. The word that steps out to me in that section of scripture is acknowledge. Because at Union College, the first thing that I noticed when I got to Union and I was walking around is that people stopped and said hello to you. That doesn't happen in Oregon. We just keep going. Oregon's actually a very friendly place. California. Maybe I should say California. California, a lot of the times, people will just keep on going. I mean, there are some friendly people there, too, as well. In different places that you go, it's surprising to see somebody stop and say, hi, what's your name? How are you? It's more than just a nod, like, hey, hi. But it's a stopping and saying, how are you? Who are you? What is your name? Acknowledgement is more than just walking past somebody and saying hello. Acknowledgement is getting to know that person. Really understanding who they are. And I think that this acknowledgement really correlates with verse 5 when it says trust, because you have to know to trust. Acknowledgement is knowing who they are. Trusting, you have to know who they are. And so it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Directing your path. I have been here for a week now, and I have been able to talk to a lot of you. I went to Wednesday night prayer meeting this last week, and I love to hear the different stories of how God has worked in your life, the different paths that he has taken you down. We all have a story, and we all have a path that God has led us down. And it is because we have chosen to acknowledge and get to know who he is. We have chosen to trust in him, because he will lead and guide. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I promise you that when I was looking at colleges, Lincoln, Nebraska was not the first place on my list of places to go. But I chose to trust in God, and he directed my path. You know, it doesn't say in this verse that if you acknowledge him, God will just print out a layout of where you will go and when you should turn and what directions you will take. But it says that God will direct your paths. It's scary when you give somebody that trust and allow them to direct your life. It can be really scary. But if you know who God is, and if you trust him, you don't have to worry because he has you. Each and every one of us has different stories. Each and every one of us are on this journey of learning where God wants us to be. And some of you may have gone to Lincoln, Nebraska by faith of just flying on the plane like me, or some of you may have been here for a while. Some of you may have taken paths that have been treacherous, have been scary, but God has led you here for a reason and for a purpose. Last Christmas break, I was heading home after finals, and I decided that I should probably call my parents. And I said, well, Mom, Dad, I get in at 10:30 a.m. Can you please be at the airport on time? And so my parents said, yes, we'll be there on time. And my parents have this way of really running late, really late. And so I knew that I wasn't getting in till 11, but I told them I was getting in at 10:30. And so I said, please make sure that you're there on time. And they said, we'll be there on time, don't worry. And so I got on the plane in Denver, my connecting flight, and I flew all the way back to Portland. And as I descended into Portland, I looked out the window, and my window had been closed the whole time because I had been chatting with the person next to me. And so I had decided to open up the window and see what was outside. And as we descended, I saw the white snow. And I said, this is bad. This is very, very bad. And for being in Lincoln for a while, I know that snow's not a big deal. But for people in Oregon, it's a massive scare. Everything shuts down. We get our chains out. You know, it may have just sprinkled, but we are ready and we are prepared. And so I knew that this snow was going to cause my parents an even more delay. And so I said, okay. And so as soon as we got off the plane, I went to go downstairs and I decided that I would check my little app. And this app, I don't know if you have it, but it tells you where certain people are if you allow to share your location. And so I have both my parents on there, my parents have me. And so I went on my little app and I clicked my mom and it said she was still at home. I said, that's interesting. And then I said, okay, well, maybe my dad is coming to pick me up. And so I clicked my dad, and it said he was still at home. And I said, that's really interesting because they haven't seen their daughter for a few months, and I would be guessing that they would really want to rush to the airport. So I said, well, maybe they left their phone at home. And so I decided to call. And it rang, and I said, this is good. They left their phone at home. And then all of a sudden, somebody picked up. And they said, hi. And my dad said, oh, hey, how are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm good. What are you up to? And he goes, oh, we're at home. And I said, I'm in Portland. And he goes, yeah, I know. And I said, is somebody going to pick me up? And he said, yeah, the driver is outside the airport. And I said, the driver? And I said, didn't you want to pick me up? And he goes, well, here's the thing. The roads are really bad. And I said, but in Lincoln, everybody could drive around. And he said, but they're really bad, and I don't think we can get out. And so we called this company, and they're going to pick you up, and they're going to take you home. And it's about a 45-minute drive from the airport to my house. And so the thought of being in the car with a stranger that I have no clue who they are, taking me to a place where I would hope is home, but I don't know, maybe we'll go on a field trip or something, but they were taking me somewhere where I did not know. And I was scared, and I was skeptical, and I said, well, I mean, I'll just stay here, and you guys can come pick me up later. And he said, no. He goes, the car will take you where you need to be. Just don't worry, get in the car and go with them. I said, well, that's new. I've never heard my parents say that. But I did that. And so I got my bags and I went downstairs and I looked at the license plate and I looked at all the cars and I found the car that I needed to go into. And I said, hi, my name's Elizabeth. And they said, oh, yeah, we've been looking for you. Your father has been calling nonstop. Look for the redhead. And so I got in the car and I introduced myself and I was skeptical. I was scared. I was nervous. I didn't know where they were taking me. And on top of all that, there was snow and ice. And I my brain was going all over the place thinking, what if we slide? What if we get in a car accident? You know, all these things were crossing my mind. But I had to have faith that my father knew what he was doing. And so later on, we got on the road, we were going really slow, and he goes, oh, it's not that bad after all. And, you know, there's slush just, you know, going out outside by the wheels and everything, and he starts to pick up pace, and I said, well, maybe a little fast for the snow, but I had faith in him. And so we started talking, and by the time we started talking, the time seemed to fly by. And soon enough, we arrived at my home, and my dad was outside, and he said, I knew you would make it safe and sound, and he gave me this big hug, and we went inside, and he had prepared a big meal, and we sat down as a family and enjoyed dinner together. But the thing is that I had to have faith in my father to take me down a path that I was scared about. A lot of times, God takes us down paths that make us skeptical. They make us scared. And we're a little unknown about it. But we have to have faith that when God leads us, he never leaves us. When God takes us down a path and leads us, he never leaves us. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Like I said earlier, some of us have been down paths of loss where we lost family members. Some of us may have gone through things such as what we were talking about earlier, about abuse. Some of us may have gone through emotional abuse or physical abuse. And those are paths that are hard to take because we ask God, why are these things happening? But the thing is that God will take bad things and turn them into good things. He will connect you with somebody who may have been going through that experience as well and needs encouragement. He will take you down paths and will take you places that you need to be, that you need to go down. But we need to trust him. We need to know who he is, acknowledge him, and trust him that the path that he is taking us down is the path we need to be on. And all your ways, acknowledge them into good things. He will connect you with somebody who may have been going through that experience as well and needs encouragement. He will take you down paths and will take you places that you need to be, that you need to go down. But we need to trust him. We need to know who he is, acknowledge him, and trust him that the path that he is taking us down is the path we need to be on. And all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for all that you do. Lord, you have brought us together in this church for a reason and for a purpose. You have mingled us together and have crossed our paths. And you have said to trust that you know where you are taking us. Lord, thank you so much for bringing us together to acknowledge that you are the one who brings us here. Lord, as we leave here, I ask that we continue to learn more about you so that our trust builds, so that we can learn more about you and we can trust you. Lord, thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. In your name, amen.